Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Let's talk to our man, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider. He hosts the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things baseball. And Tony, the All-Star Game voting updates have come out. Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna Jr. lead all vote getters. And right now, I think they're the MVPs of their respective leagues. AL is Shohei, and obviously, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr. in the National League. But I was looking at some stuff this weekend with Shohei Ohtani, and Tony, I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, the Babe Ruth conversation, he's blown that out of the water. He's already started more games, more strikeouts, all the things that mattered when you talk about Babe Ruth being this two-way player. He's already outdone it. And so I don't even know where the conversation goes now with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in terms of what he's going to do, you know, historically, I think that story's yet to be written, right? I mean, how long can he continue to put up these dynamic numbers? In terms of the conversation with Babe Ruth, yeah, that's a dead conversation now because – he has surpassed in terms of the two-way player. He's already done more. And so I think there's still a conversation to be had, you know, as he gets through the rest of his career, where these numbers will end up. But right now, I mean, I don't think there's very much – there's not an argument for who is the best player in the league right now.
Speaking of which, I know we're kind of jammed up on all the acronyms and, you know, OBS and, you know, WHIP and all that stuff and wins above replacement, but there's still something that I know your old man was familiar with and I know you are. It's called batting 400. And the Marlins got a guy in Luis Arias who's just killing it, right? He's got 102 hits. And the Braves' schedule, Tony, is getting a little bit more difficult. We got the Phillies coming. We'll talk about that in a second. And the Marlins are a young team that's really impressive.
Yeah, they, you know what? They remind me a lot of the Diamondbacks out west here. Two really young rosters that are surprising a bunch of people. But in terms of Luis, man, I got a chance to see him last year, and I had a few people reach out to me and was like, hey, this is the closest thing we've seen to your pops in a while. And so I hadn't seen him at that point. And he came to Minnesota, and it was very impressive. But I saw him again this year in Miami as the Padres played against them and against two really solid pitchers. I couldn't help but notice the similarities between him and my father. In terms of his style, he's much like my pops. In terms of his batting stance, it's a lot like Rod Carew. And so, you know, you look at some of the things he does, scanning the field as he's, you know, setting up in the box. You don't see that in today's game. Nobody's scanning the field to see where there may be an open spot. But he is truly, truly tremendous. The only thing left is to see how long he can keep this up. Because right now, he's swinging a bat as well as anybody.
Yeah, your dad used to do that, though. He'd see where he was going to hit it, and then he'd hit it there. I mean, that was crazy.
That's the thing, is that – that's the thing is in 2023, you don't see anybody doing that. And it caught my eye because as he was, you know, we're doing the game and you see his eyes like kind of looking out through the infield. I hadn't seen that really since that era, you know, that my dad was in.
By the way, the last time the Marlins were 10 games over 500, May 28th, 2011.
Wow.
So it's been a minute. When you talk about this Marlins team that has a chance to maybe do something. We're talking with our guy, MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Braves taking on the Phillies starting tonight. I want to get your opinions on the Phillies and what you think is going on with them. They seem to be surging right now, the Phillies. You know, they won, 13 of their last 15? 8-0 against the Nationals, Tigers, A's during that stretch. What's going on with the Phillies right now?
I mean, this is a team that I think is still trying to find their footing. You know, anytime there's new pieces added, even to a team that was as good as them, they went to a World Series last year. I think there's always a little bit of time where there's a kind of a feel-out process, if you will. Not to mention Bryce Harper, you know, didn't start the year you know, healthy. He had surgery. However, this team is we've seen it last year when they got going. This was as tough a team to deal with as any team in the National League, and we saw the run they went on. They were the last seed in the playoffs last year and got all the way to a World Series and ran into a buzzsaw in the Astros. But nonetheless, this shouldn't really surprise anybody. This team can play.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr. with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The big discussion for Carl Suspect, we're not going deep with our starters. We're still waiting on Wright and still waiting on Fried. And I'm always the one who's a little freaked out by this stuff. But it's too early for the trade deadline to make some moves. But you think the Braves' pitching can hold up? We're giving up a lot of earned runs and not going very deep lately.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to remember, we're in June. And so managing innings and guys going through kind of peaks and valleys happen throughout the course of the year. But if you're still finding ways to win despite that, that's a sign of a good team. I think by now we all know the Braves are one of those type of teams. And so I wouldn't focus in on that too much right now. I mean, if it's continuing into August and the beginning of September, okay, maybe you have something to worry about. But having seen these guys, and as you said, you're still without a couple frontline guys. And those are going to be almost like trade, you know, acquisitions when the time comes, once everybody's healthy. So it's one of those things that you'd like it in a perfect world to not be the case, but it does happen throughout the big leagues, good and bad teams.
Tony, the Dodgers, at least in my opinion, I don't know how you feel about it, they are not as talented as they've been in the last few years with some of those pieces that they've lost. But they were just swept by the Giants. They're 5-10 in the month of June. Listen, I still think they're a playoff team, but I don't know if the Dodgers are as dangerous as they've been in years past.
Pitching.
I want to get your thoughts on this because I'm looking at their team, and I'm just going, it's a really good club. There's no doubt. I mean, they've spent the money. They've got, you know, some great players. Freddie Freeman, by the way, leads all first basemen. He's going to be probably the starter at first base for the National League. But what do you think about them overall?
I think they're banged up right now. And, you know, because, as you said, they're not as talented, I think it also translates they're not as deep as they were in the past. When they take on injuries in 2023, it looks a little bit different than it has in the past. They don't have necessarily guys that they can plug in and it works. Now, they've been able to find that on the pitching side with some of these young arms. I mean, every year they have one or two rookies that come up that have an impact. But when you're missing Muncy, you're already missing Walker, you're missing Urias, those are frontline guys. And so it shouldn't be too much of a surprise that they're struggling with all of those guys banged up right now. Their bullpen isn't as strong as it's been in the past without injuries. And so you add those things in a pot, it can look like what it looks like right now. But this is still a really talented team. And I think the West is going to be four teams like beating up on each other for the rest of the season.
Tony, it's always good to have you. Check out the podcast, guys. An original podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB. Tony, man, appreciate you. We will talk to you next week as we get closer to the All-Star break.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, Steve.